2023 will be the hottest year in recorded history after November became the sixth record-breaking month in a row. That's according to the European Climate Monitoring Group Copernicus. The figures come as delegates at COP28 in Dubai continue to debate measures to tackle climate change. But climate action groups have expressed anger at the number of fossil fuel-related organisations attending the summit. For more, let's talk now to our environment correspondent George Lee, who's in Dubai. George, several days into this summit, what's your assessment of its progress?
Well, I think there has been progress, Rachel. There's been progress certainly on the financial front. It started very strongly with the commitment to the setting up of the Loss and Damage Fund, which really was unprecedented and was only put on the table as a suggestion last year by the European Commission. And it has been approved and set up, and $700 million contributed. Now, that's a tiny, tiny fraction in terms of what would be required. But for something that happens so quickly and governments to commit to it and get behind it, obviously we're moving in the direction of recognising that the loss and damage, that the impact on poorer countries, that the devastation that people see, that it just can no longer be ignored. And so that's really important. A lot of focus also in terms of trying to encourage the investment funds to look much more seriously at investing in renewable energy in those least developed countries, the ones who are the most affected by climate change. So there has, on the money front, certainly been that whole recognition that we are moving to recognise that some of this thing can no longer be ignored. That's good. The issue which really is ultimately at the end going to be at the heart of this is going to be whether or not we get rid of fossil fuels, and that, as we know from the row which has developed involving Mary Robinson's exchange with Sultan Al Jaber, who is the president for the United Arab Emirates, of these COP negotiations. Well, that's going to run and run. And the other thing which is there seems to be very broad agreement on is this whole notion of a commitment to ensure that you have a tripling of renewable energy capacity in the world and really go for it, and also that increase in terms of energy efficiency. These kind of things, there's a wind behind them and they're all positive. So it definitely isn't looking like failure on that front. It's looking efficient and good, but the core issue, and the one you're going to have the row about, because we didn't have it down through the years, but it is that fossil fuels are right in the firing line here, and what's going to be decided on that?
Given that, George, how much unease is there about the high number of pro-fossil fuel lobbyists in attendance?
Well, there is a lot of unease among people who are certainly not used to seeing them. If you take it that last year at Sharm el-Sheikh, which is where COP27 was in Egypt, on that occasion there was a lot of concern because there were 600 fossil fuel executives associated or registered or involved and behind the scenes and talking and so on. And people were wondering, oh, we're getting very nervous about these guys. And that was much more than what would have been the year before. But there's more than four times as many this time. So suddenly it's very clear that they know that the whole issue of their industry is in the firing line. They also know that they have an obligation to invest, and they also want to invest in the right thing. So there's a lot of people who are your traditional people on the climate side who are very uneasy to see this because they feel that the fossil fuel industry cannot be trusted. Remember that we only learned only last year that ExxonMobil, one of the biggest oil companies in the world, knew for 30 years and more exactly what the impact of climate change was going to be, exactly what their fossil fuels were doing, and that what their scientists had told them, and they lied and covered it up. So there is no trust about fossil fuel companies in this particular region of in the whole notion of climate change, because they haven't showed that they could be trusted up until now. But they're here in big numbers. They're here with, I suppose, from their point of view, goodwill. They want to invest. They want to do the right thing. They recognise that the climate for them, if you know what I mean, the business climate is changing, and that the world has them in their, certainly in their firing line. But they also know that we cannot progress without a continuation of fossil fuels. So it is incredibly, I suppose, tense on that front behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. An early draft of a proposed final treaty has been released. Now, what does it say, and what's the response been so far?
Well, again, it's early, okay? So mm-hmm. there are a lot of these things have to be signed off and agreed. So it includes references to the likes of energy efficiency. It includes references to the likes of renewable energy. Obviously, the whole issue of that loss and damage fund. And then there's this part of the document which focuses on fossil fuels. So it is in the document. So they have to make a choice. It's not saying what the outcome is, but one of the outcomes that's down there for consideration and they want agreement on is an orderly phase out of fossil fuels. There's also accelerating efforts towards phasing out of unabated fossil fuels, and there are other proposals as well. So it just clearly indicates that the fossil fuel issue is definitely central to whether or not this whole COP28 this time is going to be a success. You know, yesterday you had Al Gore. Al Gore had been here for a couple of days. He's back in New York now, and he was up the walls, really, about the fact that United Arab Emirates were claiming that they were believing in all the science and all of that kind of thing, despite the fact that they felt the fossil fuels shouldn't be reduced or unabated and so on. So he was in New York and he said that this is basically he said that it was the greatest kind of con job, really, in terms of confidence to put the United Arab Emirates involved in this, because fossil fuels are central to it. So it's really, really difficult to know how it's going to end up and so on, but there's a lot of tension, a lot of pressure with regard to what the outcome's going to be on that front. And it will be decided whether or not, and considered whether or not, this is a success on that basis, despite all the financial success.
I think that's the first time we've heard Al Gore being described as up the walls on Morning Ireland. George, thank you very much indeed for that. Our environment correspondent, George Lee, reporting from Dubai this morning.